Let us start from Daf Yutes Amid Aleph, around the 8 lines from the bottom. Daf Papa Omar, B'yibayim V'achakach Noilid Polig Rab Shimon. We heard before Rabbi Shaya said that Rab Shimon is Choylik and the Chachomim, Bein b'yibayim v'acha kach noiled, bein b'noiled v'acha kach yibayim. That was Rabbi Ishaya's shita. Rav Papa is chaylik. Rav Papa omar b'yibayim v'acha kach noiled polig Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is chaylik b'yibayim v'acha kach noiled, b'noiled v'acha kach yibayim loy polig. Now, Rabbi Shaya had a raya to his yesod that if we will say that Rabbi Shimon is only choylik and the sefer, the second baba of the Mishnah, b'yibim b'achakach noiled, so why is it necessary to say the first baba of the Mishnah, which is noiled v'achakach yibim? So Rapopo said, v'tavayu l'rabona nitzterech. Both Mishnayis we need according to the Rabona, not because Rav Shimon is choylik on the first Mishnah, we need it libe the Rabona. The loizu avzu k'tomi. The Mishnayis go loizu avzu. Not only noiled v'achakach yibim is also the Chachamim old, not for the yibim v'achakach noiled is also us. So now the Gemara says, Tanya kevosei derav pope utiyufte derav ishai. Now we can learn a very long beraisa, and at the end of the beraisa we will bring a raya to rav pope. The beraisa starts as follows. Shnei achim ba'olam echot. There were two brothers who lived together at one time. Umeis echod mehem b'loi vlat, v'omad asheni azeh laseis maima b'yivemti. So the first brother wanted to make maima. B'loi hispik laseis bo maima. Eventually he did not make a kosher maima. Later we'll see in the Gemara exactly what happened. So it comes out, l'maisa he did not make maima. Ad shen noilad loyoch. In the meantime, a brother was born. So now, this brother was a noiled and umeis, and then the second brother died. See, he was a noiled, and when he was born, so it was noiled a fellow without a yibbe. Is arishayne yaitze mishameshes achiv shleihaya baylami. So the Rishayne, the Ashes Ruvain, so he doesn't have to be Miabim her because she was Ashes Achiv Shleihoya Bailomi, Ushniye, and the Ashes Shimon, Oicheletzes, Oimis Yabemis. Lemaise, the Ashes Shimon was Bailomi, that's Ashes Achiv Shoya Bailomi. And there was no kasha made. Shimon was never made maima, never made yibum with Eishes Reuven. So it's not called, so Eishes Shimon is not called that Tzoras Erve. So case number one is, when there was no yibum or maima, so Eishes Reuven is also Eishes Achim Shleihoye Beilomai, and Eishes Shimon is Oy Chiletzus Oy Mishabemes. Also Bo Maima. Now, what is the din if Shimon made Maima Be Eishes Reuven? Bachar Kach Noilad Och, and then Levi was born. Oyshin Noilad Loy Och, Bachar Kach Also Bo Maima, Umeis. Now, this is still the Chachamim. Is a rishayne yaitza mishameshes achiv shleihaya beilamai. So, the balas maimer is yaitim shemeshus ochim shleihoya beilome, uchnia, and eishes shimin, uchnia, and eishes shimin, is chayletzes beloimis yabemis. And eishes shimin, one is not permitted to be miyamha, because since he had made maimer, and maimer is koine b'miktsas, so it comes out that Eish Shimon is a tzores erve b'miktsas, so therefore it's einim is yabemes, but chelatzes. Rabbi Shimon oimer, Rabbi Shimon holds, b'yoso oi chalitzoso shal achas mehem, Peteris Saroso, and we will see Rab Shimon means as follows. If Levi will make Yibum or Chalitze in the case where it's also Bo Maimer, the Achakach Neile Ta'och, and we will see Rab Shimon is Mesupik. Rab Shimon is mesupik if Maimer is koine kinyin gomo, or Maimer is not koine at all. And Rab Shimon holds yibeim va'achakach noilad is mutter to if Levi was born after the yibum, or who had been after the Maimer, if Maimer is koine kinyin gomo. So therefore Rab Shimon says as follows. If Levi was miyabim or gave chalitza to Eishes Shimon is preteres saros, and Rab Shimon is going with a mimonavshech. If maimer is koine kinyin gomo, so it's yibim va'achakach noilet. So memele, so theoretically, both of them are muta to Levi. So if he is miyab, so she's ichanat a tzores elve. So if he's miyabim or choylitz, Eishes Shimon is peiteres sarosa mimonavshech. If maimer is koine kinyin gomo, so both of them are for one bias. So memele the chalitz or yibum that he will make in Eishes Shimon will pata Eishes Ruvin, since he made maimer and maimer is koine kinyin gomo. If Maimer is not Koina Legamri, so it comes out that Eishes Ruven is Osir to Levi, she's an Eishes Ochim Shloihoye by Lomay, but Eishes Shimon is not a Tzore to Eishes Ruven. If Maimer is not Koina Kinyingomo, it's not Koina at all. It's either Koina Kinyingomo, it's not Koina at all. So therefore, so the Eishes Ruven is potter at Eishes Ochiv Shleihoye Beilomi, and Eishes Shimon is potter with the Chalitza Yibim that he makes. That is in the case of Osa Bo Maimer V'Achakach Noilet. What is if Cholatz LeBalas Maimer? What is if he gave Chalitza to the Balas Maimer? In this case, is lay nifter or tzore. So then the tzore will not be nifter. Why? Because we have a suffix if maimer is koine kinyin gomo, or maimer is not koine at all. So if maimer is koine kinyin gomo, so then Eishes Ruven is now Eishes Shimon, and she's mutter to Levi, because it was yibim b'achakach noilet. So memele then the chalitza to the balas maima would pata hotzora. But maybe maima is not koin at all. Maima is not koin at all. So the chalitza that he gave her is tamazai worthless. She's an elva. She doesn't need chalitza. And the chalitza will zicha not pata Eishes Shimon. Konso. Case number 3. Konso umeis, v'achar kach noilid loyoch. So this case is a very pashute case. In this case, Shimon was miyabim, and then Shimon died, ve'achakach noilad loyoch, and then Levi got born. So when Levi is born, he has two brothers, shloihoyu b'ilomai, not Reuven and not Shimon. Oi, case number two, shenoilad loyoch, ve'achakach konso umeis, noilad ve'achakach yibu, is shteyem pturais minachlitze minayibum. So in these two cases, the potem minachlitze minayibum. In the first case we mentioned before, if it was meis vachakach neulud loyot, so both of them are potem, because both are noshim from achim, from an och shleihoye b'ilomoy. The second brother was Lehoya Bailomi, so both of them, even though he's Miyabim, both of them, so both of them are Neshei Ochim Shlehoya Bailom. Konsa v'noilad loyach, v'acha kach meis. Ishtayim pturis menachlitzim neyibim, because divrei Ramei holds yibim v'acha kach noilad is also. So Memele, so here the first one is also Tzayshisachiv Shleihoye Bailomai. The second one is also Alt Tzavosa. The Rab Shimon Oimer Hoyel Ubo Umotza Beheter. Rab Shimon says, in this last case, from Konso, V'noilad V'acher Kach Mei, so Tzim V'acher Kach Noilad. So since when he was born was Motza Beheta, Buloy Amda Olov Sha'achas Be'isa, it was never Nesra Olov, B'yabim Leizimem She'yirtza, Oicholus Leizimem She'yirtza. So if he wants, so there's no Issa Reishas Och, Shle'ay Be'ilomoy, because it's Motza Beheta, it wasn't Nesra. So Memele, and you have two Noshim Mibayis Echot, both of them on the Shei Shimon, so he gives his Miyabim whichever one he wants, or his Chelot whichever one he wants. So the Gemara asks, Hobovid the Seifo Leman Ktonilo. Now this last Bovid, who is the Tana coming to tell us a Chiddushin? A chiddush in the Rabbonon or a chiddush in Rab Shimon. Ilaima le Rab Meir Ktoni lo, that wants to tell us that here Rab Meir also holds that Yibim v'achakach neilad is equivalent to neilad v'achakach yibim, is mikdei loishoni le Rab Meir ben Yibim v'achakach neilad ben neilad v'achakach yibim l'ravinu v'lisninu. So if we have here, this Rashi explains, we have here three cases that the halacha is that both of them, Sai Eishes Reuven and Sai Eishes Shimon, that the potem in achlitzim min ayibim. So if the Tana wants to tell us the chiddush of the chachamim, that the chachamim hold in all, and the chiddush of Ramei in all these three cases, so say all these three cases. Konso umeis v'acher kach noilad, or noilad v'acher kach konso, or konso v'acher kach noilad. Say all these three cases, and then say your opinion. And all the three cases, I hold Tureis minachlitz minayibum, and then Rab Shimon will be chaylik on the last two cases, and he'll say, I disagree, I hold miyam leizimim sheyiltze, or chaylitz leizimim sheyiltze. So why did he have to make the last case, which according to the Chachomim is the same aloche, the last case which is yibum v'achakach neilet, and according to the Chachomim is the same aloche of neilet v'achakach yibum, so why didn't you put them together? It's the same halacha. Say all the cases, and then say the halacha which applies for all the cases. Pturus minachlitz minayibum. Why did he make this a special case? that has the same malach according to the Chachamim. Hello, Rav, Rav Shimon, ubeyim bachkach noilat polik, benoil bachkach yibim loy polik shma amino. So al kochach, he made a new case out of konsov achakach noilat, to tell me, davke, in this case, Rav Shimon is chaylik, and not all other cases. That's why he singled out this case. Let us see Rashi. Rav Pope le'el mahado upolig ader obeishaye v'tavayu bovi demasnisen. The two bovis of the Mishneh le'rabonon itztrichu lashminen. It's coming to tell us according to the Rabbonon b'tavayu potri. It's coming to tell us that the Rabbonon patterned by both cases. Udi kokashaloch bove de reisha lomali pshite. Why does it tell me the first case? The benoilad will be safe yibim potri, if the patra for the yibim vacha kach noilad. Loizu avsuktoni. Kleim ashmina bereisha noilad will be safe yibim. Vadotoni yibim will safe noilad. Leimalach de loizu bevad the noilad will safe yibim ture. Lach de yibim will safe noilad nami pture. Tanya kevosei de rapope, de moide Rav Shimon is moide b'neil b'seif yibim. V'omad ha-sheni, now the first case of this baraisa was that he wanted to make maimer, he didn't make maimer, l'kam ha-poch lomali l'misna omad v'lehispik. What do I hear from this, that he wanted to make, well, nice, he didn't make maimer, so finish, so they're not sorus. Ushniye ishti shol sheni is oy cheletzes oy misyabemes. Oso bo maime cheletzes. To loy olim maime le shav yitzores erve le meifak bo loy klum. That maime is not strong enough to make her a tzores erve, so therefore, so it's cheletzes vo loy misyabemes. Rav Shimon oymer biyoso meforish le kamei, Da also ba maime va acher kach neulet loy ach koi. Rav Shimon is going on the case he made maime first and then the ach was born. Umishum de kosova maime sofik eine koine kedoma la el mafarish Rav Shimon bosel, so he explains. Cholatz lebalus maime. Yeah, that's so. He says that so the chalitza yibum of Eishe Shimon will memonishich pata de tzor. But cholatz lebalus maime leinifter tzor kloima. Ode kamina biyosach litzoshe shel achzmen beteres tzorose kegoin shei choylitz oy meyabim lishniye is choylitz oy meyabim to the Eishe Shimon. Vorishoy neptura mimonavshach. Imaime koni, if maimer is koin, avala yibim musayf neilat. So then it's yibim musayf neilat, vafilo rishoy ne metares, l'Rav Shimon. So the rishoy is also muta l'Rav Shimon. Ubachalitza didach miftara. And she becomes potter with the chalitza of Eishe Shimon. Both of them are for one bias. If Maimer is not Koni, so he was Miyabim Dishni, it was permitted to Miyabim Dishni, Deshus Ochiv Shahoya Beilomayi, Dishni is Deshus Ochiv Shahoya Beilomayi, Ve'eina Tzoras Elbe, she's not a Tzoras Elbe because Maimer is not Koni. If Maimer isn't Kaine, so it's Noiled, and there never was nothing else afterwards. Avol Cholas Lebalas Maimer Shirishaino, but if he gave Chalitza the Balas Maimer, Le Nifter Etzora. The Dilme Maimer Loikoni, maybe Maimer isn't Kaine. So she is part of Mishmeshes Shem Shloi Boilom, but Litzosa Eina Chalitza Bochem Eforish Lekamon. And, I think someone is meirer than that tzaras either. About kaponim, that's also true. You have a multitude of reasons why the chalitza of the balas maima should not be able to patter the eishes hasheni. Oishen noiled loyoch, the havalei noiled lebesoif yibe, shtem ptuleks, bohole poligashimin, ucherav pope. Now we have the last case, who was konzav achakach noiled. So hach bobe de seife, yibem lo seif noiled, leman ktonilo, kloima, loidia koiche shalmi ktonilo bifneyatzme. Why did the Tana make this a separate case? Vuloi irva im noilad ulebesoif yibem, and he did not mix it together with noila the besoif yibem. Ilaima le rameya, if it's, he did this because of rameya, lashmina de bohonami also. It's coming to tell us that Rameya Asad by Yim Bachakach Noilad Vlad Lameima the Rab Shimon Ahach Lechudehu the Pligi. It's not coming to tell us that Rab Shimon is only Chaylik on this. It's just coming to tell us that the Rabbonon Asa Lervini Lebovi. So let's put together the two Bovis. The Lisne Bereishi Hochi. So let's learn like this. Konso Meis. First case, that it was consummate sachach neul loyoch, both of them are also. Oyshe neul loyoch, viachakach consummates. Or case number two, that it was neulad vachakach yibe. Oyshe consa veneulad loyoch, oyshe consa veneul loyoch vachakach meis. So in all these three cases, shteim pturis. So according to Chomim, we're going kadroge. Not only if the second one is also shisachiv shloye b'elomai, afilu the second one, his wife is not shisachiv shloye b'elomai, she's a tzor herself. Not only b'neil rach kachim, afilu im rach kach neile. Elomide palginu, since this Bereisa went and made this case, Yibem v'achakach noilad, a separate case. Shma mino, so this case is the same halachas of all the first two cases. Shma mino, mishum d'airi bo Rab Shimini. Because Rab Shimin is also speaking on this case. And it's coming to teach us that Afke in this case is chaylik, mishum debo motza beheta, because when the Yavam was born, already she was nisyabim from the sheni. Avol bereisha moide, but in bereisha, the Rab Shimon is also moide. Noilad v'achar kach yibeim, there, Rab Shimon is Maida. Before we see the Taisvusin, let us finish the Sugya. To get a hekif on the whole Sugya. Omama. We hear the first case of the Bereisa was Omad Hasheni Lasis Maima Biyavimtoi. The case was as follows. Reuven died. Shimon wanted to make Maima Biyavimtoi. V'loi hispik Lasis Maima Biyavimtoi. Lamaisi did not make Maima. Ad Sheneilo Loyoch. In the meantime, Levi was born, Umeis, and then Shimon died. So this was Noilad, period. It was Noilad, he was Noilad when the Yavama was still Skuke, so it was Nasra Olof. to Levi is the shayna yaitzim ishmeishes achiv shleihaya baylomi. So the aishes rishin is an aishes achiv shleihaya baylomi. Ushni and aishes shimin, which was baylomi, aicheletzes oimis yabemis. So the Gemara asks, my omad umay loy hispik. It's a very modna loshen. Shimon wanted to make maimer and aishes ruvin, but he was unable to make maimer. So what does that mean? He ovad, ovad. If he made maimer, so he made maimer. Vi loy ovad, loy ovad. If he didn't, he didn't. What shot he wanted to make maimer, they also be yodi. Did he make or didn't he make? What's Elo? So the Gemara says Pshat as follows. Omad midaito. When he started to make maimer, he convinced her that we should make the vial maimer. He speak midaito, but when things became more serious, she got cold feet, so she didn't want. She wasn't masking. Elo bal kocho. So that means he wanted to make maima midaito. Lamaise was oma to do this, and then she was in the getting masking, but when it came lamaise, she was not masking, so he made it bal kocho. So the Mishnah, the Baraisa is telling us that maima bal kocho is nothing. Udaloike Rebbe. And this is not like Rebbe. That means Rebbe holds Maimer bar Kocho helps. The sign ye, ha'oisa Maimer be yevemti shaloi midaita. If a person makes Maimer, he gives kesef or shtar to yevemti shaloi midaita, Rebbe yoim mekone. Rebbe says that he's koina midarabonum. The Chachomim oimrim loikone. The Chachomim say you're not koine. My time at the Rebbe, what is the time of Rebbe? Gomar mi biya di yevome. We learn out from biya di yevome. Ma biya di yevome bal kocho, av kedushin di yevome bal kocho. Just like yibum is bal kocho, so kedushin di yevome is also bal kocho. The Rabbonin Gomri mi Kedushin da'alme. Rabbonin say you learn out from Kedushin da'alme. Ma Kedushin da'alme mi daito. Av Kedushin di Yevomo mi daito. The Maiko Mifligi. Ma Sova mili di Yevomo mi mili di Yevomo. Havalele Melef. You learn out this is also a Yibum de Kedin. Some Melef, so since Yibum is Bal Kocho. Is memele, so maima could also be balkoch. That's the svar of Rebbe. Omar sova mili dikdushin, mili dikdushin avolel memele. We learn out kesef and shtar from kesef and shtar by kedushin. And just like kesef and shtar by kedushin has to be midaito, so memele the kesef and shtar of maima also has to be midaito. Let us see Rashi, then we'll try a little bit to explain the machlokes. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Elo bal kocho ukamash malon, the maimer bal kocho, and the Braise is coming to tell us if he made maimer bal kocho, vafilu lemitzes loikoni. That means make maima bar kocho, there's nothing whatsoever. Aful the mitzvah loikoni, so Eish Shimon is not a tzora serve, ushni yivumi nami miyabme, is permitted to be miyabme Eish Shimon. Biyad yivome, now. Rebbe learns out maima di yavam habi di yavam. Amin de beper kama vi yibma bal kocho. Vi boala afilo boinis kona. If he's boala afilo boinis, he's also kaino. So memelas are just like bi is kaino bal kocho, kesavishta also kaino bal kocho. Kedushin baume, vaholcha vahoysa li ish acher midaita mashme. It would seem Kedushin has to be Rashilin Zafim, a special posik, Vaholcha Bahoisolishacha. she went to get married from someone else. That means, one of the Rishonim says, the Pasuk says, Vishilcha mi beisa. When she got to get, she wasn't asked if she wants a get. Vishilcha mi beisa. She wants to get married again. In order to get married, you need her rots and her das. Midaito mashma. Perhaps we can explain a little what is the machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanim. Rebbe holds that maima could be bal kocha. You learn out mili di yibome mi mili di yibome, just like bi is bal kocha, is maima also bal kocha. And the Chumim hold, you learn out mili di kedushim and mili di kedushim. Let us try to give two akdomas. Akdoma number one is we have to know that maima, when a person is mekadesh a yevama b'maima, this is not kedushin. Rashi further says on daf nun beis amud aleph. Rashi explains that you cannot make kedushin in a yevama because a yevama is an elve, it's an eshesoch. You can't make kedushin in an elve. The Torah was only mater al yedei bia. So that means mitzvahs yibum is matter the eshesach. In Kolzman, there's no mitzvahs yibum, there's an eshesach. So don't, you can't talk about making kiddushin in a yevome because she's an erve. So kiddushin deraisa, there's nothing what to talk about. So the rabbonon were mesake maimer yevomim. Now maimer yevomim is, that means mid the rabbonon, they made a yibum aydei kesef vishtar. That's a darabona dikedin. That means without yibum, there's an eshesoch. There's nothing but to talk about. You can't make kedushin. Now the rabbona says me, the rabbona will make a yibum aydei kesef vishtar. She says, katshali b'mayma yibomim zu. That means he's making a mayma yibomim. So Rebbe said, listen, if the whole thing is mid rabbonon, we want to duplicate yibum, but we're saying mid rabbonon, you can make yibum to kesef ishtar. So just like yibum, just like bi is bal kocha, so the melech of kesef ishtar can also be bal kocha. It doesn't have the gedorim of kedushin. Kedushin is a posik v'holcha v'yisal ishacher. But here, you don't need the daito, because this is yibum, this is midarabon, and this is a yibum. And let's try to elaborate a little more. The Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, the Gemara wants to learn out that bia should be koine by isha, a kal v'chaima from yibumet. Madach Yevoma does not nikna bekesta, but Madach Yevoma does not nikna bekesta. Bishtar is nikna bebiyim. Is Isha that's nikna bekesta bishtar. About the giver should be nikna bebiyim. So we want to learn out Isha from Yevoma. So the Gemara slugs up the lima. The Gemara says, Mali Yevoma shekein zekuke v'yemetis. So Rashi and Tosfos explain over there, what does that mean? She says, you can't learn out Bia by Isha from Bia by Yevoma. Why? Because Bia by Yevoma is only a Gmar Kinyan. That means he's not marrying her now. He's taking over the Eishes Hameis. She's married already. She's a married woman and he's taking over the Eishes from the Mace. See, only he's not making a Tchilas Kinyan. He's making a Gmar Kinyan. He's only Goymer. This is the Makib Patish of the issues of the mace. So it's a Gmar on that issues. So there the Torah says that Bia helps. But how do you know Bia can make a Tchilas Kinyan? That's the Gemara's Mali Yivomish Kain Skuki V'yemedes. Taima B'isha, that's not Skuki V'yemedes. So the Kinyan of Yibum is not a Kinyan Haschole. It's a gmar on the Eishes Hameis. So, therefore, we can say, we can understand why, what the difference is, why by Kedushin Baloches need Vaholcha, you need her das, you need her rotzen, And by Yibum, it says, V'yibma fila bar kocha. Because the rotzen and the issues was already, when she married her first husband, she was merutza to the issues. So we have here that issues already, there was rotzen and that issues. Now that issues were transferring to the meis, he shehitin aloy min ha-shamayim, he's taking over the issues, meis. So that nikude of of rotzen is not needed anymore, because we have already that issues. Now he's only going to be goymer the issues of the meis. He's be goymer for himself. A kinyan gmar does not need das. So Rabbi held. So if the Rabbonon said miderabbonon, you could make yibum b'kesef v'shtar. So. With the Rabbonon, Kesev Ishtar is Bemokim Yibum. It's only a Gmar Kinyin. So a Gmar Kinyin could be Bal Kocho. So Memelo, when the Rabbonon was Mesakin, this is Zichar, the Rabbonon the Kedim, but when the Rabbonon was Mesakin, that you could make a Yibum with the Rabbonon, Aide Kesev Ishtar. So it has the Hagdoris of Gmar Kinyin. What did the Rabbonon say? The Rabbonon say, no, we learn that Mimili the Kedushin, Mimili the Kedushin, Mimili the Kedushin, Mimili the Kedushin Yalfinam. Perhaps the Sfor of the Chachomim is, and let's elaborate a little more. Let us talk about Kinyone Kedushin. Ha'isha Niknes Bekesef U'Bishtar U'Bibiyim. I once saw a beautiful beer in the three Kinyonim of Ishus from the Masses Moshe. The Masses Moshe says as follows. In every Ishus of Kedushin, there are three Inyonim. What are the three Inyonim? There's a b'china of kinyin, ha'isha niknes, is koina wife. There's a inyin of iser, that he asks her on the whole world. So there's choshe mishpet, there's yiredeye, osa lo akul alme kehegdish, there's isurim, yiredeye. And then there's Ebenezer, then there's issues. There's a musig of issues. That the Hoyle Bosarecha, the Zinyin of Ishus. These three Inyonim come about in every Kedusha. So he says, now if you study each Kinyin Be'etzem is Miyuchid from one Chelik of Ishus. That means Kesef, is Kesef Kinyin. We learn that Kicha Kicha Mizdei Ephraim, just like Avram was Koine the Sode, so you kaina isha, isha niknis. So memele, so kesef does the kinyan the kechelik of issues. Shtar, how do we know shtar? The Gemara says you learn that with yotza b'hoisa. Just like she goes out with a shtar, she goes out with a get, so he's kaina with a get. Now what is a get? A get is a matir. Hareyat muteres lecholodom. So the get works with the yiradei of the kechelik. Hareyat muteres lecholodom. So the shtar of kedushin is the opposite of get. But the shtar of kedushin asked the shtar of gerushin is matter. So shtar is a getter of oiser that he asks her a kulalme. Bia is a niyug of issues. And he says that the chiddush, in every kedushin, you have all three chalokim. You have kinyin, you have iser, and you have issues. In all these three, and the chiddush ha-toire is, if you make one, so all three come about. With kesef, it's chal de iser and chal de issues. With star, it's chal de kinyan and the issues. With be, it's chal de kinyan and the iser also. That means that's the chiddush ha-toire. That you don't have to make three separate kinyonim in order to make an ishus with all its chalokim. Now each kinyan, with one kinyan or one gedra visa, one niga vishus, you get everything. That is kinyan ishus. Now, lulei de mistafine, I would say the bia of yibum is not the bia of ishus. Forget, because the bia of ishus is you're making hascholos hakinyan. The hascholos ha-ishus. The bia of yibum, it's a gemar. Forget, you're taking over the ishus of the mace, you're just making a gemar. So what was necessary by the bia of ishus is not necessary by the bia of yibum. Because here I'm not making ishus. I have ishus already. I'm taking over the ishus of mace. It's only a gemar of that ishus. So we could very well understand that the bia of yibum is bar kochoch because here he's not creating ishus. If you want to create ishus, you have to have ishus is a two-way street. Ishus aniyegev ishus v'hoyu v'dovak beishtei v'hoyu l'bosar echad. So that's a two-way street, that there's a common rotzin by both of them. That's if you want to make ishus to be it. I have ishus already. She was an ishus ha-mace. I'm taking over the ishus of the mace. I only have to make a gmar on that ishus. So the gmar, it could very well be that bia is not a bia of niyuk shel ishus. That bia is a bia of hakom ha-shem. There's a different mechuvin here. The mechuvin is lahokim shem la'achim. That's the mechuvin of the bia of yibum, which is a gmar. And on this bia, you don't need hadas. This is a different type of bia. This is a bia of hakom ha-shem. And therefore, the Torah was machadish, so afilu bar kocho. He only has to make a pu'ul of hakom ha-shem, which is not totally in her rotzen. That is why it could be bia is koine bar kocho. Masha'en kein, the bia in the kesef in shtar of kedushin, there you have to make issues, you have to make a kinyan, you have to create isurim, and that is exeris across of the whole chol. That in these three chalokim, you need the whole chol. It has to be midaito. You can't do these things shaloi birtzoina. It's a besondere din of the whole chol. So now, the Chachamim tainer as follows to Rebbe. That is true. The Chazal said we can make a gemar with kesef ishtar. But you have to look at the Maisa Kinyan. The Maisa Kinyan of kesef ishtar, this is a Kinyan of issues. That means this is a Kinyan that we're making issues. We're making a Kinyan. We're making Isurim. A Chazal said that this Maisa Kinyan will help to make a Gemar. But we got this Kinyan from Kiddushin. So this just like, if a person would be Mekadish a Yevome with a Chatzi Prute. So someone say, listen, this is only a Gemar. A Chatzi Prute is also enough. An Echtiketot, you can't do such a thing. I want to use the Kinyan Ishus for Gemar, but it has to be Kinyan Ishus. Kinyan Ishus is Birtzayna. That's one of the Tnoim of Kinyan Ishus. You want it, Chazal said you could use it for a Gemar, Midarabona. Fine, you can use it for a Gemar. But you're taking Kinyan Ishus. So as long as you're taking Kinyan Ishus, it has to have the Tnoim of Kinyan Ishus. And just like the Kesev has to be a Shavaprute and the star has to be written Lishmo, whatever tnoim there are, so this has to be done by the, you want to use this for a gemar? Good. But we're using Kinyan Ishus for a gemar. So it has to have the tnoim of kinyanishus. One of the tnoim of kinyanishus is retzayna. V'holcha v'hoysa li'ish acher. You can't be medame to be the bia of Yevome is a bia lahokim lach of shame. That's not a bia of to create issues. But if you're taking now kinyonim of kedushin, and you want to say that they can also make a gmar, but they have to be kinyonim of kedushin. So therefore, davke midaito and not bal kocha. This lechayre could be is the machloikis, Rabbi and the Chachamim. There's another technical problem, which let's not get involved into, which is a problem. The problem is as follows. That means, if according to Rabbi, and you can make Maima Bal Kolcho, but the Kenyan curse, forget about the Vaholcho, Rashi brought a Vaholcho, there has to be Midaito, forget about the Vaholcho. How is she kind of the Kesef Bal Kolcho? He's giving her the Kesef, to make Yibum. She doesn't want to make Yibum. And not for Yibum, he's not giving her the Kesef. So, how does anything start? That means Kozman, she's not kind of the Kesef, L'chayre, there's nothing. And she doesn't want to be kind of the Kesef. He's not giving her a present. He wants to give her Kesef for Yibum. She doesn't want to make Yibum. So there was no Kenyan Kesef to begin with. So we're not on first base yet. We didn't start anything yet. That is a problem. That is a Zaitike problem. How does it work according to Rebbe? That's another problem which achroinim are mo'irim. Let us go let us see Taisus then. Rab Shimon Oima Biyoso Oichali Tsoso. We heard over here that we are speaking about a case as follows, that the Reuven died, he left over a wife, and then Levi was born. No, and then Shimon made Maima, and then Levi was born. So Rab Shimon said, according to Rab Shimon is Mesupik, if Maimer is Kaine Kinyin Gomer. So if Maimer is Kaine Kinyin Gomer, so it comes out that Levi was born after a Maimer, which is equivalent to Yibum. So therefore, according to that Tzad, that Maimer is Kaine Kinyin Gomer, so Levi is Mutter and Eishes Reuven. Levi is Mutter and Eishes Shimon. So therefore, Rab Shimon said, "Biyosa oichalitzosa, so if we'll make beer, or chalitze and eishes shimon, so ulzicha pata eishes ruvim." Perish bekuntris, the kasova Rab Shimon maima sofik eine kaine. Rab Shimon holds maima as a sofik if it's kaine or not. Uchsheyibein oichalatz lishniyeh. So when he was miyabim, or he gave chalitza to the second, to Shimon's wife, nifteres balas maimer mimonavshech. That means, if maimer is kaine kinyin gomor, so both of them are nishay Shimon, so he's miyabim, Shimon's first wife, or part of this wife also. If Maimer is not koine, so she's an eishes ochshloyoye balome, so she doesn't need anything. The nirish epirish kain. Why did Rashi say that the Rab Shimon is mesupik if Maimer is koine or ain't koine legamri? The emrot zoloyma sheyikna Rab Shimon midarabona, because you can't say according to Rab Shimon is mesubek if it's kainim in a teira or it's kainim in the rabbanon. Dim kain, if it's kainim in the rabbanon, lai hoi yachal yabim lashni, da'av la tzos eishisach, if shloye beilom mi b'mayma. Because then, so she says, if mine would be kainim in the rabbanon, so that would make tzoros take. Then eishis shim would become her tzore, and min a teira she's an erve, so it's a tzoros eishisach, if shloye beilom mi. Alabadi kesave de koni legamri. Rab Shimon holds one of the two. Either it's koni legamri, so it's even vacha kach neilet, or ele koni klau. Vim taima, so taisves es akati tzorose hi bezike. So taisves es akashe, okay. Rab Shimon holds that maima, sofik koni legamri, sofik ene koni klau. But let's forget about maima. What's with zike? There's a svar of yesh zike. So lechayre, eishes ruvain is zokok teshimin. So if you hold yesh zike, so it's keilu midarabonon, she's eishes shimin. Now shimin has another wife. So the other wife is a wife. Satzoris Aishis Ochiv Shloyhoya by Lomoy Midarabono. So Memela, how could you be Miyabma? Vyeshloima the Rab Shimon Sova Reinzik. So they have to say according to Rab Papa, Rab Shimon holds Reinzik. Ulari Nire. So now the Ri wants to say Amir de Columbus. Tafilos Firalei the Yesh Zika. Fuller will say that Rab Shimon holds Yesh Zika. Umayma kainik tzas midrabonon. We'll also say is mesubik of maimus kainik legamri minatoira. Umayma kainik tzas midrabonon. Niche. The in Zika oiseres veloya maima, Zika will not asa, and maima will not asa, alaheichadim hoiso nisuo. That means if she would be completely married, so if that would asa, so then Maima would also asa. V'kan, im hoisa nesua, he atzma, if she would be married, hoisa mutaris la Rab Shimon, the shori yibein v'acha kach noilet. Rab Shimon holds, yibein v'acha kach noilet is muta. So memele, so the zike or the maima cannot be mekalkul. We'll come back to this in a minute. Mekalbokim emesu. He says Abarashi is right. The Rab Shimon iloi kani maima loi kani afilo mi darabon. Mi de kama laeli ma mori shosheni ene maima eishes rishim boil mashmed loi kani kla. The Ri said amoyre de kevot. The Ri said that if there would be Ishus Gemure, should be Mutter to Levi, so how much Ishus there is, so this Ishus is not a Sibe Lesser, because how much Ishus there is, Mitzad this Ishus, she should be Mutter to Levi. Because there's Ishus. Ishus, so it comes out, it was Yibem V'Acher Kach Neulet. There's only a 50% issues midarabonon, so fine. So she's married 50%. Legabi, this 50%, we consider it was yibem v'acher kach noilet. Legabi, the other 50%, so it was noilet v'acher kach yibem. Aber legabi, the other 50%, so Shimon's wife is not a tzoras elve. Legabi, how much she's not his wife, so she's not a tzore. So the Ri said, I'm more the Columbus. The Ri said that how much she is his wife, so she's mutter to Levi. And therefore, so Shimon's wife is not a tzore server. How much she's not his wife, so she's not his wife. If she's not his wife, so Mamela, so Shimon's wife is not a tzore server. That's what the Ri said. Is Rabbi Kevege asks a Amir de Kekashe, he says, if this logic is Eiska Halten, what the Ri says. She does not understand the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis says as follows. There were three brothers, Shloisha Achim, Nisuin Sholesh Noshim Nochiyes, that they married three Noshim Nochiyes. Each one had different wives, which were not related one to the other. Umeis Echod Mehem, now the first brother died. V'osa bo sheni maima, now the second one made maima, umeis. And now the second one died. Re'elu chutzes lo misyaboy shenemo umeis echad mem yivoma yovi ala misha la zikes yovim echad lo isha la zikes shne yivom. So the Chachamim hold that is no din yibum, not on her, not on the tzore, because she's an Eishe Shnei Mesim. Since Maimer is not Koine Kinyin Goma, Maimer is only Koine Midarabon, so she's Zokik a little bit from Reuben, she's Zokik from Shimon, so Memela, she's an Eishe Shnei Mesim, and she patas a Tzore, so the Tzore also you can't be Miyab. Trek Rabbi Kevega Amir Dike Kasha. According to the Riz Yesod, the Riz said that if it would be Nisuin Gemurim, there wouldn't be any problem. So, if there is Maimer now, so Maimer cannot make a problem, because if Nisuin Gemurim wouldn't make a problem, so Maimer also can't make a problem. So Rabbi Kevege asks, let's think about this case. When Reuben died, and Shimon made Maimer and Eishes Reuben, so this Maimer is Midarabonon a 50% Ishus. Midarabonon, she's his wife, 50%. So Ligabi, this 50%, she's Shimon's wife. She's not Reuven's wife, she's Shimon's wife. Ligabi the, so Mamela, so it's Aisha Shimon. Ligabi the 50% that she's not married, so she's in Gansen, Reuven's wife. That means, but you don't make a kugel. Why do you make a kugel? That's Rabbi Kevege's kasha. That means if you say, just like Tosfos said over here, we don't say that there was a maimer, and so she became Shimon's wife, but the maimer is not a complete ishus, so she's still an ishus. Achiv shleihoye beilamay. So memele, So then we make a kugel. She's Shimon's wife, but she's still Eishes Reuven also. So she's Eishes also. Shimon's wife is a tzoros Eishes Achim Shleihoye Beilom. Tosfos, you don't say that. You look at each chelik bazunda. That you see mitzad that she's Shimon's wife, so there's no issa whatsoever. So it's called Yibim Vachakach Neule. So the tzor is mutter. The tzad that she's, so the ish, the maimer cannot be mekalkel if the ish is gmura wouldn't be mekalkel. Mitzad that she's not Shimon's wife, so she's an elbe, so she's not Shimon's wife, so she's an elbe, so she's Eishes Reuven. So the tzor is not a tzor as Eishes Achim Shloye Beilome. So Mamele, so Rabbi Kevege's kasha is twofold. Number one, Lagabi the tzore zikhe shouldn't be called an Eishes Shnei Mesim. Because how much she's Shimon's wife, so she's Eishes Shimon. So how much is Eishes Shimon, and that's how much the tzore is. So it's a tzore to Eishes Shimon. So that doesn't ask Eishes Shimon. How much she's not Shimon's wife, so she's Reuven's wife. If she's Reuven's wife, so she's an Eishes Reuven, not Eishes Shimon. You don't have on the same channel that the Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon. It's either in Gabidis she's Eishes Shimon, Gabidis she's Eishes Reuven. So why is she called Eishes Shnei Mesim?